Savant, 2019, Season 1, Episode 4, Bear. The girl is an absolute steel storm. Just because she's cheap doesn't not make her untrustworthy. I'm going to ask you this one more time. Whose baby is that, Leanne? That is your baby, it's Jericho. You think this is blackmail? Julian? You made a lot of effort to get here and hide her tracks. The longer that thing stays here, the more it's going to cost you. We're at the Grayson's house. You're going to want to see this for yourself. Wait, wait. What's that? On the wall. It's if you want to get to Dorothy, you're going to have to go through me. That's someone's baby, Julian. We'll find out where it came from and do the right thing, like breathing. Chuckles, I smell piss, let me see. Chuckles, then when? At which time? My father's downstairs. Bathroom. Really, Chuckles? This is such a trust throwaway fuck. I was so much better all weekend. You just tell yourself whatever you need to know to earn. Oh, I have to go to work. We can look into dates later. We have to meet with midwives. I hear the good ones go fast. Besides, this is going to cost money, isn't it? Footsteps. You would deprive poor Harry? Besides, Harry isn't bad juju to name the Marys. Maybe it's early? Well, you can name the second one, the girl. She and I will clash. I can already feel it. Both chuckle. Harry sighs. All right, good job, Harry. Groans. Water flat running. Sighs, buzzing, door opens. What are you up to? Well, you check on him. The monitor's on, I know, but if you go in there, I shall have to feed him. Please. But something's on. Leanne, hi. Okay, it's okay. Jericho fusses. Leanne, it's okay. Jericho fusses. Good, great. Dorothy sighs. Steam hissing, Jericho cooling. Leanne chuckles, good boy, oh, somebody slept well. Leanne, through the night. What do you have on today, Lopsa's ice cream? Groans, why would you even say it? They don't eat it, to challenge people's prejudices. It's prejudicial. I don't think it is. Well, I'm driving myself today. Drained to the arse, end of nowhere, keys jangle. If you wanted to invite people over, I'm up for being sociable. Not tonight, Leanne. Okay, Dorothy, becoming boring. Leanne's going to think we don't have any friends, coos. You were sure to have plenty of friends, Dorothy? Kisses, Jericho laughs. See you later, Jericho coos. Punk rock plays, squealing, tapping, wells. Rock continues. Music stops. TV blinks, heroes. Come in many shapes and sizes. Our pilots near to our most first responders on the street. We don't often stop to consider cities crop operatives. Working the new work network of tunnels. Under our own very feet tonight, Fatberg. Your 2-ton snowball of cooking on his sanitary wipes, a menace to the whole city, sewage system. So I'm spending the day with the heroes who keep our city tunnels flowing. Whoa, good job. Oven clicks, gas hisses, door opens, creaks, panel cracks, rattling, door opens, creaking, thumping. Whispers, oh, throat ripping, blows, sucking all fingers, floorboard creaking, lock clicks, and utensil rattle clicks, handbrake ratches, the car digging, people chattering. Hello, sighs, Leanne, could you come down, please? Hey, look, how was your day? Oh, you didn't watch? Well, you recorded it. Oh, Jericho laughing. There he is, light of my day. If Mummy doesn't smell shit, she'll pick you up. Yes, she would. Did you call me? For me, Dorothy? Oh, yes. Do you have any plans at all? Oh, no. No plans. Good. Because the gang work is bringing me to... banging me to beat this little fella. So I thought I'd bring him in. You can't. What are you going to do? Take him down another sewer? I thought that you didn't watch. Well, I caught the tail end. No, no, it's 18 weeks. You're ready for some social interaction. Leanne can take good care of him while I work. What do you say, Leanne? You can see how the magic of television works. I like that very much. Chuckles, and it's settled. Well, you're going to have a bath. Can you bring him up for me, please? Virgo murmurs. Hey, little guy, Jericho recoups. Okay, sure. We used to hate it when people did this to us. Shoving their newborns under your nose. Pressure to say, is that something nice? Oh, she looks just like you. You remember Rosie Doncaster? You thought the baby had Downs. So we saw his husband. Yes, but he had nothing to worry about because Jericho is perfect. So as Jericho coos, we don't know what other people think, what they say about behind our backs. Are you trying to upset me? Or are you just trying to stop you from being a person you despise? Sighs, but I want to show him off, chuckles. And we will, when the time's right. Right now, he's so fragile. He's his tiny lungs. Water flashes. Will you step out, please, sighs. I want to get dressed. I've seen you naked a million times. I don't feel confident right now. Just cut me some slack, will you, Dorothy? Maybe you're right. I am about Jericho. I know how much you love him, and you want to protect him. He's still satanic coos. Here we go, fur, cries. You just tell him it was a sniffle. So they were crying, okay? Say night-night, Daddy. Night-night, night-night, cries. Oh, let's go to bed. I know you're so tired, so sweet. Tuck you in, Dorothy could use instinct. Core closes footsteps, people chattering. Taking gas hisses, shouts, grasps. Where are you at, Baldy? Well, I didn't know what time your car was due. You need to talk to Leanne. About what? Explain to her why. Breaking a promise of things. Really looking forward to a day out. Fuck a disappointment, sighs. Please do not recognize her. She's an important part of the house now. Fine, I would pretty rationally explain. It's my idea to keep him home. Sighs, thank you. Do I have something in my eye? Fuck. What? This is toothpaste. It's back fucking toothpaste in my eye, hey. It's happening. Not happening. Jericho rises. Fusses. Engine starts. Bleeping. Buzzes. Engine squeak. Knocking. Classic music playing. Come, see. Quoto non serare. Sean, oh, I apply for it in January. Don't just stand there, open it. Music continues. Oh my God. Are you tasting this? Not at all. I'm going to see a doctor. I think I've got fucking bone cancer. Where's the freak? She's in her room. Can't show you what she's doing. If you want to see it. I can show you what she's doing if you want to see it, chuckles. You sly old fox. Did you see her naked yet? Why is it your first question? Could we record on this? Collect. Evidence of what? She eats canned soup, she prays, she goes to sleep. So she thinks we're asleep. And it gets all a little weird. What do you mean, weird? She takes the baby in with her. Isn't that what you pay her for? No, that's not what a nanny does. That's overstepping. Unless Leanne Grayson. Hello, Mrs. Turner. What are we smoking these days? Think about it. Reason one, no one's looking for the baby. If the baby isn't missing. What if the biological mother? Oh, she's a biological mother. What would she put her own baby in your crib? A young girl like that, religious upbringing. She changes her identity, runs away. She can't cope alone. She needs a home for it. A good one, nice things. Well, you want to keep it, don't you? No, I'm not saying that, no. You pitch me the fairy tale princess movie instead. Why don't you just say you want to keep it? Wouldn't you? The good 12 good men and women in a jury in Timothy York murder case heard a final statement yesterday. Day of court recovers. We are told a verdict has been reached. We expect the breaking news in the next couple of hours. We'll be staying with this story. Hi, where's she going? She's take him for a walk around the block a couple of times a day. And they'll go far. Well, I'm taking this back to work. I wasted on you. Hey, will you try something for me? There you go. Strawberry lobster. Get the fuck out of here. Spoon clatters. Julian door open closes. Mother dramatic scene. Today, outside the Supreme Court of jury, Timothy York murder trial has reached their verdict. Not guilty, said the foreman. Being found at Timothy York, you're about to make a statement. Timothy. Can you tell me something, Timothy? Can you tell me something? Something? What? Did you do it? I'm just pleased that the jury heard the facts and were able to reach night verdict. That's all I'm being invited to say at this moment's time. Dorothy. Mr. York, do you have anything else to say to the families of the victims? I hope they catch him. Timothy, did you do it? There you have it. Today, Timothy York goes home a free man. His justice has been served today. Highlights the terrifying truth. The killer is still at large. It's Timothy Turner. I'm Dorothy Turner, 8 News. Where is she, Diane? She was you. She took him. She followed you to work. She hasn't seen her since this morning. I saw her. Hope that you could catch him. Timothy, did you do it? Yes, there you have it. Today, Timothy York goes to court to home of you, man. Justice has been served today. See? Oh, there he is. Hi. You got something you want to tell us, Leanne? Hi. I took him into the bus in town, and we saw the crowds and your news vans. I just couldn't want to bother you, because you looked so busy. Oh, it must be nerve-wracking going live to so many people. The channel. Yeah, gentlemen, I hope you didn't think I was rude. Dorothy, I'm not coming and saying hello. Oh, no, don't be silly. I just wish you'd known you were there. Jericho could have made some of the crew, yeah. Well, you know Mr. Turner's right. Too young to be exposed to that many people. They just all want to hold him. Did you hear that, Sean? You're right this time. Come and sit. We can watch the whole thing all the way through. Cool, let's see. Well, hey. Hi, Sean. We're gonna open something. Yeah, here. Yeah. Today outside the Supreme Court, look. There's Mama. You see Mama? That's Mummy. Quote, pop size. Battle clatters. Size, sluts. Well, you're gonna have to keep that one forever. Yeah. First television appearance. Well, chuckles. Was that your first being on television? Two, Diane? Yes, Dorothy. Our Father out in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Please cast down upon his family with your light. Do you think his strong enough name? What, Jericho? Jericho Turner. I want him to be taken seriously in this world. Coo, coo, coo. It's hard. It's a strong sounding, Jericho. With change in the spelling. Just punch it up. Yeah, whatever. Sean is soft sounding. Sean doesn't really make much of themselves. Sean Connery? Well, see, Connery? See? That's what he wears because it cut off his eyes. Fuzz. Size. Night. Dorothy size. You sure you want to go in today, Scots? I'm not crippled or pregnant. That's Jericho. Come down for a snack. Is that okay? Whatever you can find. Well, that's lobster. You're not going to like it, sniffs. I never eaten lobster. Clear his throat. I told you. Not to take him in today. I was on a bus and saw the stop. So I said I could watch her work. She said I could watch her work. You promised. If this is going to work, you're going to have to turn. Trust. I know what's best for Dorothy and for her baby. I never do anything like hurt Jericho. Don't call him that. To Dorothy, yes. Not to me, not ever. Thought you liked the name. Dorothy said you picked it out. Scoffs. Wasn't it our first choice? She was a overactive immune system. She's got his overactive immune system. Senses a foreign body. Attacks it. She killed them all. And that's what she told herself. got to the point where he couldn't even make faces like in love. I don't want to put her through that again. So that's what, if there's a way, say chocolate sauce is better. Bitterness, you're finishing. If you serve a chocolate bomb, hide ice cream, you surprise them, and then lemon, sherbet, bopping, sugar candy, they complement the chocolate and hearts of fish. I think it sounds delicious, Mr. Turner. Why us? I knew it'd be happy. Breathing softly, Forbold Creek. This tray wells, clicks, musical playing. Chattering on fast forward clicks. Well, best of us luck to you, Chloe. Oh, of course. We have to thank all our mums and aunts who traveled here for the day to their daughters today, stitching dresses, painting faces. I think we have time to meet one more contestant who's down here to end twiddling her thumbs. What's your name, pretty lady? Lan. Lan, very nice to meet you. Where are you from? Where are you born? Wisconsin. Well, why don't you give us a big smile right into the lens, everyone's at home in Wisconsin.